This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you've never done it, writing a children's picture book might seem like a cinch, but for those who devote themselves to it, it's a craft that takes a lifetime to master. Sally Lloyd-Jones is a children's picture book author with more than 17 secular and Christian titles to her name, including the Jesus Storybook Bible. She's also the keynote speaker at the upcoming Growing Faith Conference. Sally Lloyd-Jones, lovely to have you in Australia.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, now you live in America now, but you're actually English by background.
And, I am, yes.
And spent a lot of your childhood in Africa.
I did.
Now, I've observed that people who write for children are often people who sort of cherish their own childhood, or they kind of draw on that for the work that they do. What do you remember and value about your childhood?
Yes, I think that's true. My childhood's very vivid to me still. Mm. And I grew up in, as you said, in Africa, so I have very fond memories of running free, you know, in this lovely garden with beautiful flowers. And then I went to a boarding school in the New Forest, and that was filled with magical moments and going running in the forest and nature and full of wonder. I suppose that would be the word.
Yeah, full of wonder. And that's, I guess, something you try and capture in your books.
Yeah.
One of my strongest childhood memories is of my mother reading to me from an old tattered copy of Edward Lear's Nonsense Songs. And I understand that Edward Lear was a bit of an influence in your childhood as well.
Yes, that was the first book I ever remember reading all the way through. And I was blown away because I didn't know you were allowed to have such fun in a book. You know, he did funny drawings and made up crazy rhymes. And I read it, and then my poor family and friends, for, you know, ages afterwards, I was doing my own versions of my limericks.
Well, we still do that in our family for special occasions. So, so you're just obviously living temporarily in the US just for the last 22 years or so.
Yes, yes.
I understand you didn't intend to really stay there.
No. I mean, often you look back and you think you thought you knew what we were doing, but you had no idea. I thought, oh, I'll go for a year. That's probably enough. And then I'll come back to England. But I stayed for a year, and then I just kept staying because it was such fun and I made such good friends. And
would you say it's home now?
I don't know. I sort of, I've always grown up away from home, so I'm always more at home away from home, and I never quite know where home is. So
I think you just need to feel like the fish out of water because of that African childhood.
I think so. I think it sort of set me up. And now I'm in Sydney, I'm like, well, this is very exciting, and it sort of feels like a huge adventure. So
have you been here before then?
No, never have.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, well, no, it's really wonderful. And I saw some amazing birds yesterday, so I saw some honey eaters and lorikeets and stuff I've never seen before.
We do have a pretty good bird life in Sydney, and when you come back from Europe, you really notice it, that
yes,
there's just a lot more noise from the birds as well. So
yes, it's very wonderful.
Now, what was the first picture book that you ever wrote, and how did that come about?
I wrote a book called Handbag Friends, and it came about because my little niece, who was about five, her elder brother Harry only wanted to play war games and going into trenches with great big battles and all these awful things for her. She was more of a, you know, dressing in pink and stuff.
Yep.
So she only had the choice of playing with him or playing by herself. So she did play with him, but she would go into battle carrying a pink handbag. So I thought, oh, that's
gorgeous.
So I would ask her, what do you keep in your bag? And she would tell me, outraged that I didn't know, my friends, of course. And then so that started me thinking, of course, a handbag isn't for lipstick, it's for friends. And that's how that book started.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Bossy Big Sister series. The first one was, I think, How to Be a Baby by Me, the Big Sister.
Yeah.
Where did that book come from?
Well, I am a big sister, of course.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of a revenge on all my little sisters, but not really. But I realized that it's not really very fair, is it? Because everyone makes such a huge deal about babies, when it's the older sister or the older brother who is the one who can do everything.
Mm.
And when a baby comes along, it's, you know, all joking aside, it's very traumatic for children. And I thought it would be very fun to just write a book from the 6-year-old's point of view of how hopeless babies are and just say all the things that the baby can't do, but really in the guise of showing how great she is. So things like, you know, when you're a baby, you don't read books, you eat them.
Yes.
And you don't go in a backpack. I mean, you don't carry a backpack, you go in one and stuff like that. But in the end, it all becomes very sweet because, of course, what's so wonderful about having a baby sister or brother is that you have a wonderful person to play with. So that's how that started. And then she just kept talking to me about different things, this big sister. So I just kept writing. And the latest one is her view on what you do to get a job.
Yes, well, I love the, I'll just quote a little bit. A job is so you can have something to do and get money for your family. And sometimes a job is so you can get all dressed up and wear your new shoes to work. That's pretty accurate, isn't it? I think a job can be an excuse just to buy some new clothes.
I think she's very honest, where adults just aren't.
Yeah, I read also a little bit in the Brekkie Show this morning from How to Get Married by Me, the Bride. If you can indulge. When you are choosing a husband or a wife, you have to be on your best behaviour. You can't be mean. You have to be nice. For instance, no one will want to marry you if you gobble up all the candy and never offer them any, or if you pick your nose in front of them or pinch them, and you shouldn't yawn when they're talking to you, or you'll hurt their feelings and they won't want to see you ever again. I mean, I love the fact that what you've captured here is how little girls have a certain age where they know everything.
Yes, they really do. And also, they're in such a world of play and pretend. But they don't, you know, everything's very serious and they really do believe all this stuff, even though they might be giving insane kind of advice.
Yes. And so what kind of feedback do you get about how kids respond to that character?
Well, what's so nice is you can ask them how many people here have a baby sister or a baby brother or who is an older brother or an older sister. So everyone has something that they are in those two. And so they can totally identify if it's, you know, they're talking about their baby brother who can't do anything and stuff like that. So actually, when I read How to Be a Baby, I often find them, you know, I once had an older brother and his little sister, and they obviously had a baby at home. And they were looking at each other as, are we allowed to laugh at this? Because I think that gives them permission to find it funny when it's actually quite traumatic.
You know? Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Now, the other book we need to talk about is the Jesus Storybook Bible. There are lots of kids' Bibles around. What's different about yours and why did you write it?
I wrote it because as a child growing up, even though I knew the Bible, I kind of missed what it was about. I thought it was about showing me what I should be doing so God could love me. Mm-hmm. You know, either copying big heroes in the Bible and thinking I have to be as brave as Daniel or as brave as David, and knowing that I couldn't, or thinking that it was really all about these rules that I would have to follow and then God would love me. Mm. And somehow, having missed the entire point of the Bible, which is not that it's all about me and what I'm supposed to be doing, but that most of all, the Bible is a story and it's not about telling me what I have to do so God will love me. It's telling me what God has done because he loved me. Mm. So that was the motivation behind writing the book, was that I felt there was a gap. And so many children grow up thinking that somehow it's all about what they're not doing and feeling bad and, oh, you know, it's all rules. And missing that God loves them. And you have to start with God loves you. That's what changes lives, not a list of rules. So, and I thought, the other thing is it's a story. The Bible is a story, most of all.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I've got to ask you, Sally, before I let you go, what do you think makes a great children's book?
Wow, that's a good question. I think telling the truth is probably one of the main things. Telling the truth in the right voice, the truthful voice, and telling the story that's true, whether that's, you know, a funny book about friends in a handbag or it's a retelling of the Bible. It has to come from a place of truth and not something that you think you should write or something that you think someone else will like. You write the story that only you can write, that you're meant to write. I guess
kids do have a pretty high radar for things that are inauthentic, don't they?
I think they're really good and we sometimes forget that. And if we talk down to them, that's disastrous. And that's also part of speaking truth to them, is speaking to them truthfully, is treating them with respect as you would an adult.
Yeah, exactly, and recognising their sort of individual humanity, I guess.
Yeah,
you know.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you going to be speaking about at the Growing Faith Conference this weekend?
It's going to be storytelling, reading some from the Jesus Storybook Bible, talking about how to read a book to a child, just sharing some of the things that I've learned over the years that other people have helped me learn.
Yeah, okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time to tell us about it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're very welcome. It's Sally Lloyd-Jones. She's an international children's author. She's also the keynote speaker at the Growing Faith Conference this weekend. You can find out more at growingfaith.com.au/conference.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.